Deanna, and we are still attempting to contact our wonderful guest. Hopefully he will. I'm not sure what's going on, but our producer is very, very efficient and effective, and I'm sure that he will have him on momentarily. Anyway, this book that I was sharing this information from, I recommend that you get it. It was relatively inexpensive, and the name of the book was excuse me, A Jewish Domination of Weimar Germany. And it's a subject that we've talked about before, but it was just a very, very volatile, just a horrible period where the Jews literally took control of that period of time right immediately after World War I. In fact, we've talked about the November criminals who signed the signed the paperwork and literally forced Germany into the Versailles Treaty and all of the... Okay, Wayne is here. Wayne, welcome.
Hi, good afternoon, Deanna.
Good afternoon. Okay, you have a new organization that you're going to tell us about. And, of course, we know that your website is justiceforgermans.com. And the new website is tjgs.ca. And it stands for the Truth and Justice for Germans Society. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, that's something that really I wanted to do right from the start. Even actually before I began the Justice for Germans site and started blogging there. I'm an activist on many issues going back many years, and been involved with a lot of different issues over the years, and things that I thought really mattered. Excuse me. And one of the groups I got involved with actually was a co-founder of was the Vancouver 9/11 Truth Society, and that was quite a important at the time, because we were basically the first group that officially formed in Canada, and one of the things that we thought we wanted to do at that time was to become a legal society where we've enshrined our constitution in law, basically. And but I thought, over the years I kind of dropped out of all of that and various issues that I had been involved with, and refocused my efforts on trying to find out the truth about National Socialism, Hitler, and World War II. And certainly your radio program and many of the guests who you had on going back to, I guess, 2011, 2012, really inspired me to refocus on these issues, much of which I knew a lot about from my family background, my family history, but I certainly was introduced to a lot of things I did not know, and authors and so on that had appeared on your show and really clarified a lot of issues for me that I still had trouble with, and really got me motivated to do this. And I thought I wasn't really there wasn't really any other kind of movement out there dealing with this sort of thing. Sure, there's other groups out there such as the IHR and CODO and things like that, but they're basically academic type of groups and study groups and so on. No real how shall I say, a grassroots movement talking about World War II. And So when I started up, you know, that's kind of the thing that I really had in the back of my mind was maybe, you know, somewhere down the road, my efforts will kind of, you know, we'll get some worldwide interest and kind of galvanize people to focus on this and to see why it's important here and now for, you know, the world we live in right now, to understand World War II history, and that hopefully this would at some point lead to a grassroots type of movement. And you know, one of the problems is, however, when you start dealing with these topics, is that people are very quick to brand you as a Nazi or a neo-Nazi or some sort of hater, right-wing extremist, and these types of things. And so, you know, I've been very, very careful about how I've gone about doing what I do with my own website, trying to present information in such a way that it would appeal to the widest possible audience. And of course, you'll never appeal to some people who are just so totally brainwashed and so wrapped up in themselves and their own sense of what their own country is about, and you know, it's our country, right or wrong, and we're the best, and to hell with the rest, and this sort of thing. You're always going to get those kinds of people who are not going to be open to any information at all that goes contrary to what they've been taught and have believed. So, like I say, I tried to, you know, make it appeal to a wider audience, and that includes not just with what I write and how I present things and with the documentaries I've made and so on, but just with the visual presentation, symbolism, and things like that. Hopefully, you know, that over time, you know, this would grow and hopefully become more popular, and in time that I might make some connections through this with other people of like mind, particularly Germans, but not necessarily, because it does affect all of us.
Absolutely. And, it affects every human on the planet.
While I wanted to be an advocate, you know, for my people, I certainly didn't want to, you know, exclude anybody else or to be, you know, you know, want to, you know, make people realize, you know, whether you're English or Canadian or American or Australian or whatever, that there are things going on in our own countries today which are, you know, based upon this false history that we've been taught. And so I think I've been pretty successful with that.
And I think you have too. And the little hiatus that you took, which was necessary, you had some things going on, and the time that it takes to devote to a website and to do all the things that you were doing, I mean, some things happen. And so you had this little hiatus, and people absolutely missed you and wondered where you were. They were concerned for you. They were concerned about your health and your safety. And people love you. They really do, for the things that you've done, for the information that you've provided. I think you've been immensely successful in spreading the word and in educating people, and I think you're just a wonderful, wonderful vehicle for people to flock to, no matter where they live. You have fans from all over. I mean, Iraq. Well, you know, people from Iraq who've relocated. Yeah, you're quite popular, yeah. And I think it's wonderful.
Well, you know, and it's the thing is, you know, I. You know, from the start, I said that, you know, this is not about me. I'm not out here trying to be, anybody's guru and trying to I'm not part of any other movement. I'm just trying to do my own thing, and you know, to put out the, you know, good information as best I can, and you know, we'll see what comes from it. But you know, the goal, you know, was hopefully that this would eventually lead into a movement, and the responses I've gotten over the years are just incredible. I'm the master of ums, aren't I?
No, it's okay. I have this little post-it note. It says, right on my computer, right under my monitor, it says, do not say or you know. But invariably, I forget to read that.
I always, you know, when I listen back to some older shows, I'm going, oh, my God.
It's okay.
There I did it again.
What? We're not professional here. We are just who we are, and we've not been trained. So, and that's great. We're untrained. We're real people. We're not actors. We're real. We're just putting the information out.
Right.
So love us or leave us,
yeah,
or something.
But anyways, the response I've gotten over the years, I mean, the people have emailed me out of the blue, who thanked me for what I'm doing. Not just, you know, many Germans, but not just Germans at all, but people from many different countries around the world. And some of these responses have just been amazing. And I've, you know, on occasion I've shared a few of those, and people who have me on their Facebook friends list will know I've shared a lot of those publicly on my wall, you know, without mentioning the names,
sure,
of the people involved. But but it's very it's not to toot my own horn, it's very humbling, you know, to do this kind of thing and to know that you've had that kind of effect on people. And it's very gratifying as well. And in that time, as you mentioned, I had to take an extended period of time off to deal with a lot of different things in my life last year. And in that time, you know, my website did not really lose any viewers. You know, because new people were coming all the time and looking at my information, and my inbox was still getting just slammed all the time. I had just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails and overwhelmingly positive ones. So when I came back, I had a lot of that to deal with, and to go through those and to try and respond to all of them, it just took weeks and weeks to do that. In amongst those emails, I had received a couple of them from a gentleman who lives not too far away from me in Vancouver, and who had come across my work and seen a couple of my videos and read my articles. And he'd been trying to make contact with me. His name is Brian Rua. And so we corresponded a bit and eventually had a few phone calls and so on. And I realized he's we're a little bit different in some respects. He was certainly a very genuine individual that wanted to get to know and to talk to. So that came about. And just at that time also, when I came back, there was this incident in the news here locally as well as internationally about a young guy who was a minor hockey coach, Christopher Sandow, who was being slammed in the media. He had lost his job as a paid position as a hockey coach for some of the views he was expressing on Facebook, and he was getting just hammered in the media. So I wanted to reach out to him as well, and that came about very quickly, and so while I hadn't met Brian yet, we had planned on meeting. He was going to be holding an event in his own home, actually, on November 11th of last year, Remembrance Day. And so I said, well, I've just, you know, had contact with this young guy, and why don't we get together then? And so we did that, and along with a number of other people, and we interviewed him and, you know, on camera, and tried to help him out to clarify his own position publicly. And at that meeting, I'd also introduced them to my concept for the Truth and Justice for German Society, a copy of which I had with me in my draft constitution, which I'd started on back in, I think the summer of 2013. And this was something which Hans Krampe, our late friend, was involved with and very much supported, as well as another gentleman who's been on your program numerous times, Wilfried Heinck, and as well as a couple people I know locally, one older gentleman in particular, a German guy. So I had that with me, and we talked about it, and they seemed quite supportive of it, and we ended up meeting again a few weeks later, and all agreed that they wanted to get on board with this with me, and for which I'm just how quickly it came about. Suddenly, I was just blown away.
Now you registered that on February 4th, 2015.
Yeah.
In the province of British Columbia, and you have the Constitution online, you have membership, you have a board of directors.
Yeah.
The website states that it's still under construction, and the design and logo are temporary. However, I really like it. I like that design.
Okay.
The black and the white and the red, I think that's really striking.
Yeah. Well, as I said, it came about in some respects rather quickly, when all of a sudden, this was the one thing that was a hindrance in the past, was that I lived a long way away from Hans and from Wilfried, and so that's a problem when you're going to need to have meetings and so on. So all of a sudden here I had some guys who were supportive, knowledgeable, and willing to get on board, and who also happened to live in my vicinity. So we met again in late November, and we signed the document November 24th, and sent it off in December for registration.
All
right. We got the break.
We will be right back. We're going for a quick 3-minute break, and please look at that website. That is tjgs.ca. Be right back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
We are back. Our guest these last 2 hours of the program today is Wayne from Canada. His websites are Justice for, the numeral four, justiceforgermans.com, a wonderful, wonderful site with so many resources, so much information, audio files. It's just a fabulous site. And tjgs.ca, which stands for the Truth and Justice for Germans Society. And as I understand the website, you are not yet accepting membership applications, but will be soon. And definitely, I think everybody in the chat room would probably like to join, and probably hundreds of other people, and I think that's terrific. I definitely want to be a member.
Okay.
In fact, when it said that I couldn't join right away, I thought, oh, rats.
Well, anyways, it came together rather quickly, and towards the end of November, we got the document signed, but we still needed, we decided there was a few things that needed to be tweaked a bit, and we did that, and so it took until late December to finally send the documents off to, get everything together that has to be done. In order to get it registered and approved, it took some time, and then we had Christmas in between and everything too. So,
sure.
We were waiting, and I was just chomping at the bit. A few times I'd been on your other program on Blog Talk and as well as on another program with Kyle Hunt, and I was just chomping at the bit to announce this, but I didn't want to also do anything that might potentially jeopardize the project. So we kept it kind of hush-hush, and then mid-January, I finally got a response back from the Register's office in Victoria, and it was rejected. But it was not due to the reasons for our society or our principles or anything like that. It was just some formalities with the way we had laid out the Constitution, and that had to be corrected. So once that was a good thing, actually, because once that happened, we were able to confirm, okay, there's nothing political going on here, and so I was able to we were able to actually expand it and added a few things into our Constitution that we didn't originally include yet, which I thought were very important. And that's the last three things that you'll see when you read through our Constitution. But anyways, So we had to file it back in. Of course, you know, with governments and so on, things take a bit of time. And finally, I called them in the first week of February, and they were able to confirm, yes, it's now been registered and everything, and
wow.
They'll listen. And yeah, so it was just huge.
Were you kind of a little bit timid about doing this because maybe repercussions or anything?
Certainly, that's, you know, one of the reasons why, you know, over the years I've tried to maintain a little bit of anonymity about myself. You know, being solo. And certainly having concerns for my family as well. I'm not, you know, as I said, I've been involved with many things over the years, so I'm not, you know, totally anonymous. You know, some people will recognize me, recognize my voice and so on from other things I've done in the past. It wasn't a huge secret, but I never wanted to make it real easy for people who are opposed to me to do me or my family any harm. So, this was what I've been waiting for. Whereas we can now, you know, the real point of it is having a constitution that is part of a legal society. It is basically carved in stone just as much as a constitution for a country is, and we now define who and what we are. We have defined it, and it is legally registered, and so people cannot ascribe anything to us that we ourselves have not said about ourselves. And
yes, that's important.
Right. So we can now, if anybody does try to do such a thing, we can sue them for slander.
Very right? Good.
So, the other thing about it is that it's designed in such a way as to preclude infiltrators coming in and trying to hijack it and turn it into something else.
Oh, that has happened to a friend of mine. They hijacked his website and...
Right, and I've had that happen in the past with other things I've been involved with, and it's not nice. So we've tried to word it in such a way as it will preclude certain people from even attempting to come in,
mm-hmm.
be a part of this.
Indeed.
Right.
Alrighty, I hear the music, so that means that we're going to a break, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
Strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Back. Excuse me. Our guest is Wayne from Canada. His websites are justiceforgermans.com and tjgs.ca, which stands for the Truth and Justice for Germans Society. On another note, please don't forget to sign the petition, which is at my website, spingola.com/February2015.html. That's really important. We do not want adult vaccines. We don't want child vaccines. We don't want any vaccines at all. Alrighty, Wayne, welcome.
Okay, thank you. As I say, when you're dealing with bureaucracy, things take a little bit of time, but we got the job done, and as soon as I was able to confirm it, at least on the telephone, before we even got the documents back, I was able to put this website together as quickly as I could to announce it and to let people know that it is a done deal. We do now exist, and what we stand for, and a little bit about you know what we want to do. A mission statement, basically, which is just a summation of the principles that are laid out in greater detail in the Constitution, and as well as who we are. Now, I also mentioned on there As I said earlier, who is very much behind this, and who, by his own example, over many years, was really doing much like myself. He was a one-man army. He was out there doing as best he could for years, taking on people in academia here in Canada, people in the media, writing letters to editors to contradict articles and so on that were published, or TV programs and so on, and taking them to task and trying to correct the lies and break through the propaganda that they were publishing. So,
and he was gifted. He was a gifted writer, and he was very articulate and knew his history, and he could really state the facts very well, just as you do. And I just always
indeed, and it's yeah, it was quite a blow to me, as I know it was to yourself, Deanna. This just right at the time when, you know, I was coming back into blogging and getting this thing going in early November, and that it was just in that time frame that that we lost Hans very
right.
suddenly and
unexpected, yeah,
very unexpectedly, and so. You know, we had to, you know, fight through that and carry on and try to get this done. And,
sure.
So I made it clear to the other gentleman that I'm working with that, you know, he was behind this from the start, as was Wilfried Hank, the first order of business for us was to dedicate to make Hans a lifetime honorary member, and to dedicate our efforts to his memory. And I've also been in touch with Wilfried Hank, and he's very pleased that the way this has come about.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's such a wonderful person.
He is.
Gosh, he's just terrific.
Yes, and he's getting up there too in age and dealing with his own health issues and so on.
Sure.
We live a long ways apart, so he was glad that we got this done, and without him having to do too much here. And
sure.
The other thing that we worried about was that if this was only going to be Germans being involved, that there would be some accusations and so on being made. And so what we have now is, myself, I am German, but I'm also a Canadian citizen. All of the others are Canadian citizens. So there can be no, accusation of these being, disgruntled.
Sure.
German Nazis, blah, 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 and so on and so forth.
Sure.
But anyways, as I said, I talked with Wolf, and I checked with him, and he's very happy with the way it came about, and we are also going to be making him a honorary lifetime member.
Great.
And we have quite a list that I'm putting together two of other people who have done yeoman service for the truth, for the German people over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And Deanna, you are one of those people that is on the top of the list of people
we are
going to induct.
Well, thank you.
No, thank you. We owe you so much for all that you've done.
Knock it off.
With the, your radio program, the guests that you've brought on, Rodney, Veronica, Michael Walsh.
That's just terrific. I just love listening to his voice.
Yes.
Yeah, he's great.
Occasionally as well. But there's just been so many, and you've had the courage to do this and to put this information out there, and you're day in, day out for years on when you still have the daily radio program and the sacrifices you made in addition to the books that you've written. It's just amazing. You really deserve to be honored for that, and so you're not going to need to apply for membership, Deanna.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. I would consider it an honor to be a member. Absolutely. Yes,
great.
Indeed.
Great. And that's one thing, you know, we're going, as I say, we do have a growing list of people, but who have done a lot of work over the years on these issues on their own, and but we are going to be ensuring that, you know, they're okay with it first before we do that.
Sure. Well, I think it needs to be a combined effort, and many people contributing and doing what they can do with the time that they have and with the resources that they have. I think that we all need to step forward, and the truth is really important. It doesn't matter whether it's popular or not. It is important, and we need to stand up for the truth. And
and
for the Germans, for all those Germans who perished.
Right, and it's always been, my belief, based on my own experience, that sometimes it just takes for somebody to stand up and take responsibility and do it and get the ball rolling. And so, as I said from the start, you know, this is what I hoped would come out of it. And sometimes all you have to do is, you know, as the old saying goes, build it and they will come.
Yes,
certainly that's been my experience with my blog, and I know that with this new organization, being a legal entity where it's very clear about who we are and what we are about, that I know that there's going to be a lot of people wanting to join with us, and I'm hoping that in the future that perhaps a similar organization may start up in the United States and in Australia and in other countries as well, following our model. And but until such time, anybody worldwide 18 years of age and older will be able to join our society. And there's the application form is already there, and there's a little oath on there that basically you're in agreement with our principles and so on, and our constitution. Now, the thing with the reason why I said we're not able to process those at the moment is because, you can already download the application, and that's going to be the only way to do it until further notice is through downloading and printing out the application form and sending it to us. We have a post office box now that you can send that to and include a check, or same thing if you want to contribute financially with a donation as well. You can use the same mailing address that's on there. The problem is that we also had to get a bank account set up for this, and it's been just a busy couple of weeks here, but we did manage to get together a couple of days ago, and we were going to try and get this done to get our bank account, and all of the executives had to be present to do this, and unfortunately one of them didn't make it, but we got most of the job done. So it's just the one guy that couldn't make it to the meeting, he's going to have to go back next week on his own and sign the documents, and then people will be able to send donations, or we'll be able to check cash checks when they come in and things like that, put them
sure.
and deposit them to our account. So, and once we have that, we will also then be able to put up a PayPal button for donations or to send in the membership fees, which is $25 Canadian per year.
Right. I love the Constitution. I think those are the Constitution is terrific.
Great, thank you.
Yeah.
It was it was a lot of work, and you know, did a lot of tweaking on it.
Sure.
To try and get it right, I think we've done a very good job with it. And
absolutely.
Proud of. But you know, it's I have to commend those other four gentlemen who are involved as well, because this is the problem that I've come across in my years of activism with different groups I've been involved with, and which reminds me, we need to talk about vaccines for a few minutes too, but is that there's so many people with so many egos wanting to do everything their way or the highway. People with different agendas coming in and trying to infiltrate in some way, change the goals, attract different kinds of people and so on, and it ends up getting hijacked.
Mean an organization can be infiltrated and hijacked?
Who would do a thing like that?
and
sometimes it's not even necessarily. It's hard to, because you could never prove it anyways, I suppose. But sometimes it's just a matter of some people, they're all about themselves and don't give any regard to anybody else, very egotistical kind of people. And whereas with these gentlemen here, I'm very honored to be involved with them. They're they are gentlemen, and that's what's really needed here, and very easy to work with. And
that organizations are hijacked, and all of a sudden the agenda kind of changes, the direction kind of changes, and pretty soon they start leaving information out that's really important that people know about, and it becomes the objectives become very watered down. So
that's right, yes. Or they get liberalized into and expanded into things that were never initially intended.
Sure.
I've seen that happen too. And by the way, I just wanted to say, I did hear your first hour. I quite enjoyed that, and regarding Weimar and so on, and regarding vaccines, I was quite involved with the vaccine resistance movement for a number of years too, particularly back in 2009 with the H1N1 false flag flu back then, and there was a lot of talk even then that they were, after they declared the pandemic, the worldwide pandemic, WHO declared it a worldwide pandemic, that there was a very real risk of them ordering mandatory vaccines.
Sure.
Here in Canada and every other country, UN country. So, these things are on the books. And so that's something that I was very much against and very vocal about back then. And I started a group called Canadians for Health Freedom, and had a number of people I was working with at the time locally as well as across Canada trying to draw attention to these issues and to what we thought was going to likely happen when they released the vaccine, and they were rushing to put out a vaccine to stop the spread of this horrible pandemic, it was nothing. So we kind of predicted what was going to happen, that a lot of people were going to get hurt by this.
Sure.
And that the group fell apart pretty rapidly, people going off in their own, madly off in their own directions and so on. But the website was still there, and just before the vaccine was released, I put up a one page saying Canadians are Canadian victims of the H1N1 flu shot. Please report here, or something to that effect. I forget the title of it. That page is still up there, and we still get dozens and dozens and dozens of reports of people who have been, you know, badly injured by these vaccines, and the symptoms that they've described are just horrendous. People who were perfectly fit and healthy prior to that, and suddenly their whole lives have been stolen from them.
Exactly. So, alrighty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Welcome back. Our guest is Wayne from Canada. His websites are justiceforgermans.com, and that 4 is a numeral, justiceforgermans.com, and the Truth and Justice for Germans Society, whose website is tjgs.ca. Alrighty, and I think we'll open the phone lines in the next hour. So people can call in and make comments and ask questions. And then I would also like to have you tell us some of the posts that you've made recently. We just memorialized the Dresden, and so if you could just spend a little time talking about that.
I had to put that together fairly quickly, and I just wanted to get something up there as, and make it distinctive. It is separate and apart from my own website, and so we just wanted to get the information out there. It's by no means the final design. I'm glad you like it the way it is, and I've heard other compliments about it as well, so you know, we'll definitely keep that in mind, but I'm you know, hoping that I can get somebody involved who's more professional than I am with this sort of thing that can put it together. And in the future, it will not be a news site such as mine, like a blog, where you know my site is strictly a blog with lots of updates. This will have a lot of different, you know, static pages on it, and mm-hmm. just occasional updates, news updates regarding our own activities and so on. Mm-hmm. But we're all going to also have a members forum. So this will not be open to the public, just only to people who are actual members, where they can get involved with us and post information, share information, as well as their give us their views on things, so that they have some input with us as well when we hold our meetings and so on. They can suggest projects to us. They can volunteer for, you know, we're going to have a lot of different committees and so on that people can get involved with, mm-hmm. right? So that will be there as well. And as I said before, once we get our bank account completed and so on, people will be able to also you know, join up and send in their membership fees or donations, so on, through PayPal or even via direct bank transfer and so on.
Sure.
So this is it's going to be quite a project going forward. My blog, I intend to keep going with that, but it's going to be kind of taking a back seat. I won't be in the future posting as much or as often. There are still a number of projects that I've wanted to do and to complete, hopefully in time with this new organization going forward. We'll have more volunteers and people who will be able to get involved with these things, and so it'll be less work for myself.
All righty. Well, less work is good. Okay, we're going to the top of the hour break. We will be back, and John Stattmiller is going to join us for a few minutes when we come back. So we'll be right back. Stay with us.